Thank you and good afternoon. Crews from the Arcata Fire District responded to an unoccupied double-wide mobile home on Grange Road in McKinleyville that was completely engulfed in flames on Sunday night. Despite poor water supply and limited access to reach the fire, crews from neighboring agencies including Fieldbrook and CAL FIRE had the blaze under control within 30 minutes. Arcata Battalion Chief Sean Campbell said that the mobile home was a known drug house and the fire was deemed suspicious in nature. The sheriff's office was called to the scene to investigate, and neighbors reported seeing a green Subaru leave the area just before the fire started. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Over the weekend, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office identified the body of a woman who was found dead near the Sawyer Bluffs on December 31st. The victim was identified as 22-year-old Amy Lynn Snow, who had been reported as a missing person on December 1st. The autopsy results showed that Snow died as a result of blunt force trauma, and her injuries were consistent with falling from a great height. Investigators are not considering Snow's death as suspicious. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for 57-year-old Alvin Lee Wingo Jr., who kidnapped his estranged wife and held her hostage at his Hoopa residence. The victim, who had been held hostage since December 27th, escaped from Wingo's residence on Saturday night, and she was able to call emergency personnel. During her capture, Wingo assaulted her and threatened to kill her with a firearm. The victim's injuries were non-life-threatening, and Wingo is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The crab fisherman strike has ended. Dan Squire has more.
Commercial crab fishermen from the Bay Area to Washington State will resume their fishing after crabbers and wholesalers agreed to a price for a pound of crab. Fishermen had gone back to port after wholesalers dropped the price they were willing to pay from $3 per pound to $2.75 and offered that price to local boats. Negotiations left boats tied up at the dock in solidarity up and down the coast, and it cost fishermen 10 days of good fishing weather. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, wholesalers will pay $2.87.5 for a pound of crab under the new agreement, but fishermen will most likely be stuck in port over the next few days due to the weather.
Thank you, Dan. The Eureka Police Department, in conjunction with the Eureka branch of the NAACP, will co-sponsor a march for next Monday in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. The idea stemmed from an August meeting where Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills and the president of the NAACP Eureka branch, Liz Smith, held a private meeting with a small group of police officers and people of color, following the national tension between police and minorities. Next Monday morning, the march will start at the Eureka Police Station on C Street, and it will end at the Adorney Center, where the NAACP will host their annual Dr. Martin Luther King celebration. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website,
theshoppingshow.net,
and join us this Saturday for the next shopping show
on KINS 106.3 FM,
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley,
and KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. You might have seen cars parked all the way out to Myrtle Avenue when you drove by the Sequoia Conference Center this past weekend, and that's because educators and local residents alike filed into the Conference Center for the second annual STEAM Conference. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics, and the conference began on Friday and ended on Saturday afternoon. It featured numerous workshops and keynote speakers from different parts of the country, something Gary Eagles, the Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools, was very proud of.
Not only did we have people from throughout this nation as presenters, I mean, we had a keynote presenter from Cleveland, one from Los Angeles. We had workshop presenters from Maryland and New Mexico and San Luis Obispo. We had attendees from all four parts of the compass as well.
The conference featured over 45 presenters. The recent weather conditions have affected county roadways, and County Public Works has updated road conditions throughout today. After being closed this morning, Redwood Drive at the Bluffs has been reopened, while McCann Ferry has been suspended due to too much debris in the water. Sproul Creek is open, while Old Arcata Road remains flooded at Jacoby Creek. Motorists are urged to check road conditions or to contact County Public Works before heading out on roadways. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.